middle of discussing, or beginning discussing, of the issue of Kalai. So let's continue with, okay, I'll read the list tomorrow, but let's make sure I read the list tomorrow. Okay, start doing it more religiously. So I think what we did Wednesday, which was our last shiur, was we tried to identify the difficulties in the difficulties in the sugya. In other words, try to highlight what it is that we need to address. And I think what we saw so far is that there are quite a few of them. Again, we're not going to spend more than today and tomorrow probably on this. But as we discussed, we have many many issues. One is Omer Lo Gedor. I'm going to try to go through each one and see what the Rishonim say about it. Why is it the responsibility? Two questions. Why is it the responsibility of the Bala Karen more than the Bala Tzvua? You had a fence that protected each one, or that prevented Kilaya Karen. So why is it any more the responsibility of one? Than the other? That's an important question. How does that figure into the issue of alamazik laharchik alanizik laharchik? What does it tell us about gira delay? What does it tell us, in general, about kilayim, if it does? Is a kilayim halacha that the onus of the burden is on the bala karim? And if so, again, for technical reasons, or... now, there's definitely look at this from a Choshen Mishpat point of view, from a Kelayim point of view. And again, the question is, from a Kelayim point of view, is it more of a technical point or something bigger? So that's question number one, which we'll get back to, but hopefully today also. Question number two is the role of the Hasra'a. No matter what you say, whatever the obligations are, why is informing him crucial? What does his knowledge have to do with anything? And indeed, there are some Rishonim who think that it really doesn't, that's just kind of a melitza bialma. That's certainly the view of some Rishonim, but certainly Bali Tosis and the Ramban and Chachmei Svarad seem to take seriously the requirement of Omer Lo Gedor. And the question again, what does that what is that related to? Why the need for hasra? Hasra is something which we, typically associate with, onshim chamurim. You have to be matir atzmo lemisa or matir atzmo lemalkus, or that a person could have, an excuse to say that he was shogeg, right? Havchin bein shogeg lemezid. To add, to the chumra so aveira. I mean, we know what hasra is typically, all about. So some Rishonim actually call this Hasra'a. If not, do you want to call it Hoda'a? What exactly is this here, if it is anything? Okay, so that's question number two. Question number three was the factor of Nisyoi Shemenu Velo Gedara. Just a yush is a loaded term. We're very familiar with it, and it implies, number one, a certain intense and purposive, abandonment of something, like the sugyas in Bava Metzia about Yeyush or Bava Kama, Yeyush, whether Yeyush is kone or not, and Yeyush midas, so the phrase nisyayish, giving up hope or abandoning, again has a certain association, connotation. Why do you need that here? Why isn't the objective fact that he didn't respond to his responsibility, or just that his responsibility was not executed, even less than that? Why isn't that enough to say Hareza Kidesh, and maybe also B'chai Bachor Yusa? So these are our questions. And then Agav, we have some other issues, since Rabbeinu Tam, suggests that the, reason for double Hasra, even, forget about Hasra, but double Hasra, is has to do with you know, how we count or how we measure the Tosefes Masayim of Kelayim, and the Ramban quotes a day that may not be correct. And Tosis in Bava Kama on Daf Kuf has an extensive discussion of Kama Kama Batel, as does the Ramban here. And of course, the Ramban here makes reference to the Ramban in Avodah Zarah, the very end of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the sugya of Ma'are Yayin Nesach. Right, so it ends up that, you know, we have also just an interesting discussion about the nature of Tosefes Masayim and the nature of Bittul when it comes to Kelayim, and of course comparing that to other things, you know, becomes interesting. Okay, so again, we don't want to, you know, become we're not learning Zerayim this year, so you know, we're just going to give it a, you know, a drive-by kind of treatment. But these are like four or five issues that you just can't read the sugya and read even the language of the Gemara. Never mind, you know, once you start reading Bali Tosis and the other Rishonim, you just can't ignore these issues. We need to know what the major, you know, perspectives are in this question. And our goal, you know, is obviously to gain more insight into the nature of Kelayakarim. We don't have so many opportunities to do that in a regular limud, but also to understand, you know, better things like the other topics that I mentioned, which are Garmi, which I didn't mention, sorry, how Garmi fits into all of this, as well as Hezek She'eino Nikar. Garmi and Hezek She'eino Nikar are certainly Bambasra topics, and Ala Mazik or Ala Nizak L'Harchik, and the Hagdara of Gira Delay, is a Harchakas Nezakin topic as well. So three of our points of interest are Bava Basra, and I would say the other three or four, whatever, you know, we'll see what they are, but they may end up being more Kelayakarim. So I want to speak today first a little bit about the Kelayakarim part, because that's the most foreign, and then we'll circle back to the others. So I think we began already last time, you know, towards the end, discussing, you know, this this issue, and noting the, of course, superficial structural similarities between Kelayakarim and Basa B'Challah. So obviously you can't discuss one without discussing both, but we're mostly going to be discussing Kelayakarim. But it's a natural comparison, right? Because you have in both cases, they seem very similar. You see, you have two things that are heter behetar. There's nothing wrong with basa, there's nothing wrong with challah, both staples of the diet. There's nothing wrong with, you know, kerem, per se. I mean, you know, it's, again, it can serve the functions of a davash and kedusha. It also tripped up, you know, poor Noach. So, you know, but per se, you know, we grant a lot of, you know, respect to Yayin, you know, and Hilchos Brachos and Kodshim, you know, and Kiddush and all sorts of things. So Kerem is good, mostly. You know, it can be dangerous, but it can be good. And of course, Tavua. So Tavua is the basis of, again, a staple of our diet. So in like in Basar B'Challah, we have Heter beheter. There's no obvious chefza shalisar. And yet, somehow, and this is a fascinating phenomenon in its own right, that sometimes you can have things that are very neutral or even positive or honorable, you know, but the combination, you know, is toxic. So that's what the halacha says about both basa b'challah and kelayakarim. Right? In the physical world, you know, we find that as well. You can have, you know, ingredients that are neutral or positive, right? But the combination, you know, is hazardous. Okay, so that's what we have. So you have heter behetar. You know, even with regard to heter behetar, right? There's room for a question, and that is with regard to bittul, and that's one of the things we'll get to that the Ramban discusses, and that is do you treat the heter beheter of basa b'chalav and the heter beheter of kilaya kerem in the same way? For example, there's a question in general whether heter is batel, you know, beheter, whether you treat heter and iser differently than heter and heter. So, if so, you know, is this identical for kilaya kerem and basa b'chalav, or not? Right. In other words, before, I guess, you know, you reach the threshold, you know, of Iser, you know, what are the rules? And that, of course, has to do a lot with this kama-kama, you know, chose v'neor, you know, issue that we're going to touch on as well. So already, even though we're describing basa b'chalav and kilaya kerem as being similar parallel, what we're really interested in figuring out is, you know, whether that's misleading or that is, you know, fundamentally true. So heter beheter, but treated the same way for bittul reasons? Hard to know. Another common feature, you know, in between the two, basa b'chalav and kilaya kerem, has to do with the presentation of Torah Shebichtav. Okay, what do I mean by that? Anybody? Gabe?
That there are two psukim for kilayim, and one is specific to kilayim, and the other one is like only speaking about kilaya kerem.
Okay, so we'll discuss that a little bit also going forward. That's a good point. But I mean especially something that unites. Noam? Exactly. I should have, you know, kind of given that as part of the hint, but Noam didn't even need that. Meaning, what's absent, we associate both kilaya kerem and basa b'chalav primarily with the Isar v'achila, right? But the Torah, you know, which typically, you know, formulates Isuri Achila with the language of Achila, right? Even many Isuri Hana are actually formulated with the language of Achila. But when it comes to Basa B'chalav and Kilaya Kerem, you know, it does not. What does it instead? What's the Basa B'chalav? Three lotivashels, which, you know, the Torah speaks only about bishul basa b'chalav. The three, according to the Gemara, you know, refer to bishul, kishmo keinu, that's the, I guess, the uber, you know, iser basa b'chalav. And then you have achila and hana, right? But, you know, the question is why, of course, does the Torah do that? And there are certain giluye milsa that certainly result from that. We'll get to one of the main one in just a minute. But you wonder whether it isn't just giluye milsa. You know, maybe it's more than that. So it's derech bishul osra Torah. At minimum, it teaches you, you know, the that, you know, the basa b'chalav is only when it's derech bishul, and that the shir is no same tam. But since it's also the makar, you know, for achila and hana, maybe due to that, you wonder whether the achila and the hana, basa b'chalav, aren't just different. Maybe they're different than other isurim because of heter beheter, or maybe it has nothing to do with that. But also maybe the reason that it's not defined as an isur of achila has to do with it being heter beheter, frankly. So when it comes to basa b'chalav, so I say, in addition to derech bishol as opposed to basar bichalav instead of basar bichalav, and the shiur of tam, there are of course other consequences, and the Gemara basically says this in Psachim, right, where the Gemara talks about daf chav dalet amud beis and chav hei amud aleph, about what halacha, Noam, you know, correct. That normally, in order to violate achila v'hana, you have to be ochel or and nene, you know, kederach. But the Gemara says, since the Torah doesn't use the language of achila or hana when it comes to basa b'chalav, so there, right, it's afilu shelo kederach hana also. And that's a huge nafkamina. that of course is nifsak, you know, lahalacha. Rambam in Parakei Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah halacha ches, you know, talks about this halacha, that typically the requirement, you know, in Isuri Hanoah to be chayiv, to be lokeh, whatever it is that it be kederech, you know, but that's not the case. It's not the case in Basar B'chal. But what's fascinating is that you have the same phenomenon with regard to kelayim, right? There too, the Torah does not use the expression achila, right, or hana. Instead, pentikta shabaleya, as Rashi quotes, and as Gabe was referring to a second ago as well. Of course, that's in a way even, you know, a more, well, we'll get to that in a second. First point is that it's not achila v'hana. That's very, very striking. And the Gemara says, even before the Gemara, you know, establishes that basa b'chalav is chayv shelo kaderech hana, earlier already, you know, before the Gemara even makes that, comes to that conclusion, the Gemara says that about kilaya keren, where that's the Gemara again in Pesachim. The one about basa b'chalav is the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, in Kosha. We didn't get there, but... What's that?
We're doing it now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I look at these things. Otherwise, I'd probably, you know, out of guilt, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Still don't sleep at night, but get guilty about other things. But here, the Gemara says about basar b'chalav, right? Atu basar b'chalav akila k'sid bay. To explain, referring to basa b'chalav, v'abaya tomar, my tomar b'basa b'chalav, she'en lokin el derech hanaso, atu basa b'chalav akila k'sid bay. So it's very interesting. Again, I'm you know, this is a drive-by. It's much, much more you could say about all this stuff. But the Gemara, for a split second, it's hard to know, you know, methodologically, as we know, how much weight to give that. But you know, it sounds like it was a second in time, or an opening in time, a nanosecond in time, I don't know what it was, where the Gemara was, you know, contemplating that or considering that, you know, it's more obvious that Kilaya Karim has this special din of Shalokadera. And then the Gemara says, well, I don't know, it's applied to Basa B'chalav too. If the reason is a lack of Lashon Achila, then that's true for Basa B'chalav too. So I think, of course, both the parallel and the, you know, split second, you know, Havamina are interesting. Again, on Chavdal and Amidbeis, the Gemara says, you know, as a Davar Pashut, about Kilaya Karim, Amrabaya, Hakol Modim B'Kilaya Karim, Shalokan Adim Afi Shalokan Darachana, Asan Mai Taima, Mishum delok sibbe achila. Okay, and then it only took for the Gemara, like, you know, a little shock of Atarya, to get there, you know, for basa b'chalav. So again, is it a coincidence? So what you have then is the commonality, but also the havamina of a possible, you know, difference. Is it a coincidence that both basa b'chalav and kalaya kerem, the two exceptions, you know, to the requirement of kederech, you know, and the two cases of isur achila b'hana, you know, where the Torah doesn't specify, you know, but instead, you know, formulates it in this kind of oblique way, you know, that these are both heter beheter? Hard to know. That is it like, you know, you couldn't have, you know, simply basar v'chalav if it wasn't also Derech Bishal Asra Torah, which changes everything. Or you couldn't have, you know, Kilaya Karim, you know, unless it was through, you know, Pentikdash Esamalei. I'm wondering. Either way, the parallel and the difference, you know, are very interesting, very intriguing. I would say that, you know, of the two, again, and this may be, you know, responsible a little bit for the Havamina of the Gemara, you know, Pentikdash Asamalea is a lot more difficult to define, you know, wrap your head around, just linguistically, then, you know, lo savasha. Okay. So that's just very intriguing, too. The language of, you know, tikdash for kilayim and what it may, what it means, what the shiur is, just, you know, what the significance of using that expression is something to think about. Yeah.
It's also more related to food. Bishul is in the world of, it's in the world of food already.
Exactly. Bishul's already in the world of food. And Bishul also, you know, can be explained in terms of, you know, very pragmatically, in terms of, you know, how you combine the basar and the chalab, and the shiur also of nosein tam, right? Derech bishul asa Torah. It's, you know, it's, that's why we have the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, you know, in basar b'chalab, which means, typically, right, when you have an iser, so, you know, the shiur, you know, of taroves and other things is always defined, you know, by the davar ha'asur, right? So if you have chelev, let's say, that falls into shuman, right, and that's oser, the taroves, still, you know, the numbers, if anything happens subsequently, are defined by the chelev. Because the shuman, you know, isn't really asur. The shuman is only asur because it's housing the, you know, the chelev. And therefore, the shiurim are always going to be limited to the davar ha'oser, or davar ha'isur, which is chelev. So if that tarovis falls into something else, you know, you're still measuring by, at most, the original chelev. If a piece of, you know, the tarovis falls into something else, you know, then it's even more of a kula, perhaps. But when it comes to basa b'chalav, right, derech bishul osra Torah, so that's why we have the principle called chaticha nasis nevela. That you have basar, let's say, you know, of a certain size, and you have chalav of a certain size, you know, it's now chetza shel basa b'chalav. And the whole basa b'chalav is the shear of the iser, if that is nisarev into something else, right, then you don't say, oh, you know, we can be mevatel the basar, or we can be mevatel, you know, the chalav, and then there's no longer basar b'chalav. You can't do that. That's chaticha nasis nevela. It's a chetza shel basar b'chalav. So how unique is that? We know that's a din in basar b'chalav. You know, how unique, you know, is that? When do you say chaticha nasis nevela, you know, in other isurim too? That's a debate in the Gemara, understanding of the Rishonim. But the paradigm of basar b'chalav, you know, is what we're working off of. That might be singular and unique. What about something like kalaya kerem? We're not going to get into that now. But again, there may be other reasons, you know, to distinguish, including that basar b'chalav is basically not separable. We'll get to this in just a minute anyway with Tosfos Rid, but you know, kalaya kerem perhaps is separable, or in one respect at least is separable. And you can, in other words, you can remove, you know, the kerem part from the tavua part at a certain point. That might be very relevant, you know, to this this question. But again, the whole idea of derech bishul asra Torah, both as a shiur, in terms of you know, the entire basar b'chalav being asur, being magdir what it is, that's a lot more obvious, I say, than the language and even the process of pentikdash, you know, es hamaleya, which we understand to mean tosefes, you know, masayim. That's a much, much more subtle idea. And the language of being mekadesh, you know, with everything that it implies, difficult as well. So what I'm trying to basically, you know, suggest at the moment is that, again, you know, there's kind of a dialectic here. On the one hand, these two isurim share, you know, certain common features, you know, that they're an elite club, basically. They're very unusual, and that's reflected somewhat in their dinim. And at the same time, there are already very subtle, small, but maybe significant, you know, differences between them. And that is relevant, very much relevant, right, to the issues that are raised among other sugyas by our sugya, the issues that we've been talking about. So, for example, just to give another, you know, very, very quickly, it's interesting to note that, you know, in Minyan HaMitzvos, you know, that you have the famous discussion of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, which we've made reference to. The Rambam counts in Basa B'Chalav, Achila and Bishul. Right? And of course he omits, you know, Hana. Both in the Minyan HaKotzar, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Koteret, you know, Tehilchos Machalos Asuros, I think it's Chaf and Chaf Aleph, he has Bishul. And then he has Achila. And then famously in Sefer HaMitzvot, Kuf Pei Zayin, right, the Rambam addresses, if somebody has it just for a second, right, the Rambam addresses why he omitted like Yisuri Ana. Okay. And he says, I have it. So, right. Very, very famous Rambam. Right, Kuf Pei Vav is Yisironimi Mivashel Basa B'Chalav Uho Amor Yisal Lo Tavashel Gedi B'Chalei Bimo Misha Bishlo Lokev Alfa Bishlo Achlo. Right, V'an Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, right, He Sheh Yisironu Me'achol Basa B'Chalav Omar Gamken Lo Sevasho Gedi Bachalei Bimo Pam Shnia Rotzabo Isra Achila Ubikmar Chulin Amru Right Basa Bachalav Loke Al Bishulo Veloke Al Achilaso Right and so on. Then the Gemara says Atzafil Ubikmar Chulin Hochi Afkar Achman La Achila Balash Bishul Kiechad Abishul Loki Achila Nami Loki. Ubsheni b'psachim, amr basa b'chalav lahachi, lok siv be rachmana achila begufa lememr shalokan afila shalokan derachana aso, etc. Ubekan roi she'ermoz al shorish gadol shal kidim li zikro, zesh amro yisparach lo tavasho gadi b'chalei bimo, nichmal b'tor gimel pa'amim, right? Mishpatim, kisisa, re'ei, v'amru, Milam de haperu shekolav mehem hula inyan. Right, Amaro. Chad li isar achila, chad li isar ana, chad li isar bishol, the Gemara in Chulin. Vilamak she yikshe v'yomar, lav ze, so lama ze davar manisa isar achila so. V'yisar bishulo shtei mitzvah v'lo t'mani, isar ana so, mitzvah shlishis. Hine yada makshe she isar ana, ein roi she imane, Mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, b'fnei shehu, b'yisro achila in an echad. This is the famous answer of the Rambam. Rambam says that we don't quote, we don't cite the Yisro Ana separately because it's integrated with the Yisro Achila. Shachila min mimini ana. Amri yisbarach, b'davar shehu lo yachel, amnamu dimyo midibyone ha'ana. Achila is like a super ana. V'akavana, lo yihanabo, lo bachilaso, velo bezulaso. So it's really, there's super hana and there's moderate hana. Vu amar yisale, komokom shenem lo tocha, lo tocha, lo yochal, echer yisra achil vecha, letzir yisra hana b'ma. Those were here last year. You know, we talked about Chizkia and Rabbavo, right, in the beginning of the year, whether yisra hana is natural. We mentioned this Rambam, of course. Achi par v'chal kasuv, keder shapira bin the vela. Shabir hetar to elisba, etc. And then he says, "Vilfia sharosh hazeh ein roi sheimana isra achila b'isra na shtei mitzvos vila manino osam shtei mitzvos v'basa b'chalav ay roi kamochein b'chametz u'ba'arla u'bekilaya karen." Interesting, right? Shia b'kalachad me'elu ha'arba mitzvos isra hana mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So in kilaya karen we also don't count it. separately. Umitzad shenafa be'elu v'lo mana zula salav sheba be'isra achilasum levad v'bechal ze isra na. And then he says v'nishar b'kan she'lachas levad ki yesh la'omar she'yomar achar she'isra na yagiyam isra achila leizu davar yitzorech ha'kasu ve'lav shlishi v'basa b'chal levad she'tiyasa hana'asa. I mean, once you think the hana is b'chalal achila, so mimanav shach, why do you even need a separate? I mean, if you have a lab, why not count it? If you don't need to count it, because it's just simply an expansion, what do you need to formulate it in the Torah? Shuvazeshu hutzrach elzenef neshaloba basa b'chalav lo tocha mimenu, right? She mimenu nesru ha'achila v'ach hana, l'fika hutzrach la b'acher l'israna. Had the Torah said, lo tochal basa b'chalav in achanami, but since it says lo sevashel, therefore it was necessary to include Isra'ana, or to re-rames Isra'ana separately. Kvar zacharnu asiba shababru lo kasav rachman achila basa b'chalav, komach nizkra achila ena kavad shi'ana b'achila. So, amnam in pasach pivu bala adabar ma'isum ha'ochla b'hukam, meaning shelo kederech, that wouldn't be the case. Okay. So, and then he says in the end, interestingly, he's one of the reasons I mentioned this, afilu lo yemeh, kemosh zachu, kemochein, kelaya kerem, kemosh nevayer, b'mesha achar zeh. Now, of course, it's in kuf tzadi gimel, which is right here, right, husha hiziranu me'achol kelaya kerem bilvad, right, v'amaro pentikta shamalea hazera, bo kabbalah pentikta pentukad eish, mutar lihanos bo. So pentikta shamalea is in the Rama only counts Yisrachila here. Kvar kidim l'chal shorish komakom shenem rishama pen bi'al is a lav. Sheni mepsachim kisham rikol yisum shabtayin lakim al derechan asan. Right? Omru achakach om rabaya hakomodim kelaya kerem shalokan afin shalokan derechan asan. Baikamad logsiv achila, and so on. It says pentikta shamalea pentukad eish. Okay, good. But it's very interesting that the Torah, you know, doesn't formulate with everything that the Rambam explains. You know, both about why the Torah expands, you know, three times. And yet only counts it, you know, twice. With everything that is parallel between Basa B'chalav and Kilayim, Kilay Kerem, again, you don't have that same configuration in the Torah. And even though the Rambam is comparing them, you don't have it in the Rambam either, frankly. So once again, it's just interesting, you know, to note that, you know, notwithstanding the common features, right, you don't, you know, have common presentations in very subtle ways. Moreover, and this goes to a little bit what Stephen was alluding to before, one of the things we need to look at is the shiurim and the process. Pentikta shamalea, you know, and lo sevashel, you know, gedi b'chalei bimo, derech, you know, bishul. Both the action and the shiur. So you could say again that, you know, they seem different, but they're the same. Just that, you know, one is a shiur in chatzah shabbat sabachala, or in the mice of yitzirah shabbat sabachala, right? And the other is a shiur in the chatzah of kelayah kerem, or maybe the yitzirah of kelayah kerem, pentukdash, you know, esamaleya. You know, one is expressed through Tam and Bishul, and the other through Yenika, let's say, you know, and Zeria.
Right.
However, again, in addition to the things we already said, the language of Tukdash, the shir of Hosafas Masayim, very different kind of shir than that of Basa B'chal. Basa B'chal, it's very easy to see, you know, that becomes, you know, a new creation, inseparable going forward. And, you know, not so much a shiur in the shiluv, you know, of two, you know, components that together are asur, as much as it is a definition of creating a new substance, you know, in which the initial components basically are forgotten. Whereas in Kelaya Karen, Pentukta, Shamalaya, the impression is that it's not so much creating Chetzeshel Kelaya Karen. Again, I'm not saying this for all Mefarshim. I don't think it's true. I think some of them assume that the parallel is stronger than the subtle differences. But if we want to emphasize the subtle differences, which in a minute won't be so subtle, at least according to, depending on how you understand certain factors, I think the point is that basa b'chalav is a chetzah shel basa b'chalav. You know, it's you know, it's a new beria, if you want to call it that. And kilaya kerem, the impression that we get is that, you know, it's a chetzah shel iser, or there's an oser, you know, or there's a process which creates the iser. These items remain separable. And even as they're also, they're separable, right? It's the putting together of these distinctive in an integrated way, as opposed to a superficial or artificial way or a casual way, you know, that is also. But it's not, you know, and there's a, we'll say it this way, there's an aspect of Yitziras Cheftza Achas L'inyan that Shiluv, but not to the extent, you know, that, you know, each one loses its identity, or, you know, even to the point where you don't continue to think, you know, that it's the combination, you know, of these two independent components, you know, that is the problem, or that is the issue. Which, by the way, may very well be a paradigm for other, you know, for shatnas, you know, that, I don't want to discuss that now, but obviously that's a very, you know, very much also another parallel, you know, another kind of kilayim. You know, kilayim behema, kilayim of shatnas, also needs to be brought into this whole discussion. We're just not going to, because, you know, we're an extreme, you know, time limitation. So this idea that, you know, pentukta shamaleya, that you retain the identity of the cheftzas, that their separability, you know, continues to be important, and that their identity is important, also may explain, again, the language of pentukdash, the shiur of Tosefes, and it also may determine, we'll examine this not right now, but when we get to it, this question of how bittul works. Again, is there, you know, is there a din of bittul heter beheter, you know, equal to basar b'chalav? When do you say things like, you know, kama kama batel, or you allow things to accumulate, choze v'neor, you know, when do you say those kind of things? The more we think that, you know, basar b'chalav kind of loses its individual identities, so like you have, as long as you have basar and chalav, and they're not integrated, you know, nothing has happened. You know, and then the second that you reach the point of basar b'chalav, right, the bit, you know, and the swallowing it as one phrase, so, you know, at that point, it's no longer, you don't look at it in terms of the components anymore, so there's no, you can't even talk about, you know, bitol or things of that sort. It just is. Now you've created, you know, basar b'chalav. Whereas in Kilayim, Pentukta Shabaleya, you know, if indeed the components remain independent, then that's part of the Iser or part of the Oser, so you're going to have a very different view, you know, both to begin with, like what happens before, how do you explain that before you reach the Shiur, you know, that there's no problem, right? And, you know, once you do reach the Shiur, physically, you know, how you look at it. you know, is there still some way to kind of speak about bittul? Okay, so again, that we'll get back to when we sum up Tosas and the Ramban and those issues. But I'm just trying to kind of scope it out. So let's begin. Just to highlight this in terms of the question of Isur Makshav. Just go through the Rishonim regarding that. So Yitzi, what's the background of this question? Tosas in Yevamos, exactly. And the Rash in Kilayim. I hope people got a chance to see that. Zion Dalid. So that's kind of what Tosas asks. The background is, of course, that the Mishnah of Mechitzas Karen, Mesachech rather, Karmo, Algabi Tvoso Shalchaveiro, records the debate about Ein Adam Oser Davar, right, She'ena Shalom. Meaning, it seems clear that at least according to, some of the Tanaim, right, if you have the physical mixture of Kelaya Kerem, right, you are still, talking about legal Kelaya Kerem, right, because of the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shalom. And of course that, becomes very difficult, because the more that you look at any Isur in terms of the physical mitzius, the facts on the ground, chafta shel isur, if it's mechanically or physically created, right, the more uncomfortable we are, with the notion of ein adam oser davar shein shelo. The principle of ein adam oser davar shein shelo itself requires obviously much more understanding, but we'll say to the other extreme. We'll say in both extremes. The more something is physical and practical, I mean, it's the physical presence, it's impossible to say in of them, osa davar shein shelo, if it's purely physical. The more, on the other hand, something is mental, attitudinal, right, and we'll call it not a iser, but an oser, that's what I'm doing, there may be a physical component too, but the physical component is just either a means, to an end, or the physical concretization of really what I'm doing mentally. That's the other extreme. We're talking about being oser, and not even being oser in a physical way, but being oser in a mental way, even if it includes, as I say, a physical objectification. So then, of course, it depends. Then, of course, the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shelo is very, very reasonable. I don't know if it's mukhrach, but it's certainly very reasonable. Meaning, I can't, if what's happening really is that I'm imposing my, in this case, negative sensibility, right, on some object, I'm being Oser it. So it's reasonable to say that I have to have a relationship to that object, right? If I'm not the bailim, how can I, impose some sort of new status or stature, right? How can I define this other object, right? So, for example, hamishtachave, labadazara, or hamenaseich esayayin, which are like classical cases of Adam Oser Davar Shein Shelo, right? They're the exact, at least a certain perspective on them, but a very reasonable, attractive, perspective, are the exact opposites, of a physical, Chafta Shel Iser. Because the whole point is, I'm saying, I'm bowing down to my neighbor's cow, right? So I'm making it into a god. I'm basically, by virtue of the way that I'm treating it, I'm assigning it a certain, status. Again, you could have said, no, you just do the physical act of yishtachava, you know, that already objectively makes it into a Vardazara. But certainly it's very reasonable to think that, you know, I can only turn something into a Vardazara, not just through the physical action that I do, but that the physical action is a concretization. Again, either there are two requirements, you know, the mental and the physical, or even more, it's, you know, the heavy lifting, maybe the total lifting is the, you know, the mental attitudinal aspect. But of course it needs to be objectified, or that's the, you know, that's the process. But in the end of the day, it's me treating, relating to this cheftzah of Avodah Zarah that makes it such. Right? We don't believe in, I always have to, you know, I don't have to repeat this always because I think people don't know it, but I always have to emphasize it because it's very important, you know, for the, you know, kind of lamdaship parts of it. We don't believe in Avodah Zarah. So again, what I mean by that, of course we don't believe in Avodah Zarah, but meaning that, you know, it's, you know, it's nonsense, right? So it's nothing. So, like, how do you turn something, you know, into a Avodah Zarah? Right? That's why it's a legal, it's a halachic process. You know, and therefore it's mental, and maybe there's also, like, a physical maisa beira, or a maisa, you know, which is metame, or which assigns, you know, that particular status. If there was a Avodah Zarah in the world, you could say, oh, well, you know, this converts it to it. But that's the whole point. The whole point is it's, you know, elilim. It's, you know, the absence, you know, of power. It's a human construction. By virtue of the fact that it's a human construction, you know, there, the attitude, the seriousness of the Oved, you know, has to be part of the process. So he still could have said that certain objective actions, you know, maybe have the ability, you know, to attach themselves. This was a cheftzah, a nevad, by virtue of the fact that somebody was ovated. But certainly it's reasonable, whether it's Yayin Nesach or Avodah Zarah, you know, and or other processes, to say, you know, that you need either heavy, you know, emphasis, the real mechayev, you know, at least miktsas, maybe ikar, maybe fully, you know, to be mental, and then you say, Adam, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalo. I have to be Bailim, you know, to make your cow into a Avodah Zarah. Okay. But when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, you know, if I take Basar and I cook it with the Chalav, you know, then my attitude is irrelevant. Right? Who cares? Because it's physically a beria called Basar B'Chalav. You can taste it. And the tasting of it is relevant. You know, that's part of what's just a shiur in there, maybe. That's part of the Basar B'Chalav question. But certainly a very reasonable view is that Derech Bishul Asra Torah and the Tam aspect of it, that that's simply what makes it Basar B'Chalav. So if you take an Avela, if you don't do Shechita properly, and you need Shechita for Heter, you know, Basar, another topic, we couple of years ago, for those who were here. You know, so anytime you don't have a proper shkita, or you have a shkita psula, or an akira, or an akhira, you know, that's just called nevela. You can't eat it because it's lacking, you know, the matir for akhila. If you have orla, you know, and you, or any other isur, you know, Achila or Isur Hana, and you physically, you know, integrate it, you know, in a way, you know, that it compromises, you know, Heter, so your attitude is irrelevant, and therefore you don't need to be Bailim. If I can trafe up your house mostly, you know, that's why you should be very careful, you know, whether you should invite me or not. You know, despite the fact that it's not mine, or I can do it unintentionally. With all, you know, well, you know, intentioned, thoughts, you know, somebody can cause you, you know, halachic damage. If you're metame or medamea, right, those are physical, you know, realities. And therefore, there's no din of Einan Amos Adavar Shem Nishalah. So, of course, it's very fascinating that Tosas in Yevamos asks the question, and the examples that Tosas gives are Nevela, who's reading it? Yitzi, right? Yeah. Nevela and Basa B'chala, correct?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh. So he's quoting this language of Messiah, right? Okay. So Tosas basically answers the question by saying, you know, again, Havamina was a Kelai Kerem is like Nevela. Even more, Kelai Kerem is like Basa B'chala. If you get the Rash open, we have to look at that anyway, the Rash in Zayin Dalet, it's interesting that when he asks the question, right, he asks it exclusively for Basa B'chala. I think thinking, okay, listen, Nevela, of course, it's the lack of a proper Shechita, you know, why you don't have a Heter Shechita, you know, the fact that it's Behemas Chabero that doesn't have a Heter Shechita, who cares? It's a prerequisite that you need that's absent. But, you know, the natural comparison, you know, is between Kelai Kerem and Basa B'chala. Because here, you know, you're creating something. You have Heter B'Heter, and you're creating an Iser. So how come there's no din of Oser? There's only a din of, I'll use it this expression, Iser, or Chepta Shal Iser. And in Kelai Kerem, all of a sudden, we care about your attitude. Right, that's the question. You have the language of the Rash, anybody? Oh, I have it. If not? Oh, it's on the board? Okay, great. So, David, go ahead. Oh, wait. So that is interesting answer. Right, that's not the answer that Tosas gives in Yevamos. So hold up on that just for 1 minute. But this is the question. It could be it was obvious to have the answer about Yevela. Right? But it's not so obvious Basa B'chala. And that's why the first answer, Ein ledamos isurim hatluim v'nesinas tam lazeh. So what do you, okay, well, let's talk about it for a second. What do you make of that? Who cares whether it's been a sinas tam? So this is exactly what we're talking about here. That's why I'm spending the extra time, you know, speaking out kind of some of the, you know, parameters. But you know, you could have said, and for Tosas and Yevamos and those who don't give this answer, and the Rash himself provides different answers, we'll see in a moment, you could have said, well, Basa B'chala has been no same tam. That's just the shiur. That's the Haggadah of Bishul. Or that's the shear of Chepzah Shabbat B'chalav. And in Kelayim, Kelay Kerem, you have the same thing. Pentukta Shamaleya. The act of being, you know, Makdish, whatever that is. And the shear of Tosefes Masayim, a kind of a Yanika. You know, that's what makes it Kelay Kerem. But that's not obviously what the Rash has in mind. So what does the Rash have in mind? What do you think? He's saying, oh, the fact that the shear in Basa B'chala, you know, is something more, you know, obvious or accessible or, you know, something that conforms, right, to a certain kind of physical, you know, reality is an indication that what? That it's a more physical kind of an Iser. meaning it's not, oh, if you have, it's not even, oh, if you have enough basar and enough chalav, or a certain combination of the basar and the chalav, because, you know, that knit together with a K, you know, that are bonded together, so then the basar b'chalav, the basar and the chalav, you know, are awesome. That's not the pshat, right? At least not according to this view. The simple pshat is not that way. There are indications of that, but not basar v'chalav, you know, b'shior, you know, shall basar b'chalav, right? It's that's the yitzira, that's the chefza, that's what basar b'chalav is. So of course it's not subject to enadam osa davar she'ena shalom. The fact that it has a pragmatic shir, a shir in chefza shal isar, that you can, I wouldn't say sink your teeth into, because you're not supposed to, but you can, you know, something that is, you know, muvan me'lav, right? But kilayakarim, the whole thing is so mysterious. We don't even know what it means. What is tiktash amaleya, the shir, echad mimasayim, you know, echad mimasayim in ones and twos, and the whole thing is just a different, you know. So it maybe even when you have it, it's still a din in being oser, one being oser the other, each one being oser, each one being, both of them being oser, you know, the whole, whatever, that's also something to think about, but we're not going to you know, beat it to death, but it's a different concept entirely. This is an iser, he's saying. That is an oser. And therefore, there's a din of it, an oser davar shena shalom. Okay? Let's see what else the Rash says. One second. Okay. Miu kasha mikilai begadim. Which, of course, again, as I said, we're talking about in the world of, you know, macholos asuros isuriana. So, you know, that's where we are, and that's basar b'chalav. But what about the other kind of, you know, shatnas and kilai behema, other things where you have heter beheter, but you put them together and you get, you know, toxicity. You know, what about them? There you don't have, you know, the equivalent of a physical, you know, new creation through Bishol, basar b'chalav type. And yet, it's not so clear there either that you say, Eina lemosa davar shena shalom, right? Berobeya v'nirva, delegavoa, right? So he says, very interesting, next one, v'yesh mechalkin, Okay, stop here for a second. So this, of course, is like Tosis in Yavamos, right? But just to make it clear for a moment, is it still comparable to Avodah Zarah or Yayin Nesach? So I kind of was, you know, hinting at that before. You know, what I tried to present intentionally was like two extremes. One in which it's inconceivable to say Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom. Right? Something which is, you know, derives of a derivative of a physical reality or a physical action or a physical process. Right? So bilis is irrelevant. Right? And then the other extreme is where, let's say, the complete mechayev is really the makshava. And maybe you need a maisa because that's part. That's the methodology or the mechanism, you know, that the machshava uses to be concretized, right? So then, of course, in the most of the how can I redefine? How can I assign a status to your cheftza if it's not based on physicality? You know, for that I need to be the bailiff. Very reasonable. But what about things in between, like where? you know, it's where there's a maisa and a machshava. Right? And what about, you know, the different configurations, you know, even within the fact that there's a maisa and a machshava? Because sometimes it can be, you know, there are two aspects, two conditions, but the Iker Mechayev can be one. Not where the maisa is simply the concretization of the machshava. Let's say it's more than that. It's separate from that. So there are two elements. And if there are two elements, is that in and amongst the davar sheni shelo? And what if, you know, the Ikar is the physicality, but you either just need to be going along with it, right? Or not, you know, detracting or distracting it. Or what if it's even not just even more than that? It's like a ma'akev. Like if it's lo nichale, or you know whatever, he's misasek. You know, so then you know that takes away from the mice. Something like that. Or simply it's an ikuv. Would you still say in an amosa davar sheni shelo? True, you need a makshava. But it's not the makshava, which either exclusively, in one of these cases, or at all, you know, in the other scenario, where it's only an ikur, or it's only, you know, kind of a misasek that undermines it, that's really, you know, generating the status, right? Let's say kalayim, what we're talking about. We don't need to be more abstract than we need to. Right, what the Mishnah in Kilayim proves, you know, is what exactly. So one thing, first of all, you could have said Ramban has a line where he rejects this implicitly. I think I have to find that line. I think in Balbasra, as I recall, you could have said based on the Mishnah in Kilayim, you know, kind of what Tosa says on Daf Kavtes in Psachin. I mentioned this the other day as well. You know. Which is like, oh, kolachozer acharav. Tosa says it about, you know, the clash between Bayraba Imatze, you know, and Tashbisu. Remember that? Right? Yeah. So Tosa says, oh, you know, Tosa's view is, as we know, is that, you know, Tashbisu should be, you know, Bizman Isuro, not Kodem Zman Isuro, like the Rambam and the Rambam. So Tosa said, ah, but if it's Bizman, you know, Isuro, then you're going to have, if not a Balyura problem, let's call it an Isur Shehiya, you know, problem. So Tosa says, nah, Kolachozer Acharav Levaro, you know, if he's working on it, if he's doing Tashbisu, you know, Areyu Kimbevua. Right? Now, of course, what does Tosis really mean? Does he mean Kolachozer Levaro E Kimbevua? Like, you know, Kala Omed Lisrov Kisaruf or something like that? Or does he mean, you know, that the Isur Shehiya itself is only neglecting, you know, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which you're doing, so there's no Isur. If he means the first, so, you know, there's an interesting idea, right? In other words, you're not allowed to, you know, neglect, or you're not allowed to delay, you know, doing something, right? But if you're, you know, perceived to be in the process, so then we kind of extend the deadline, you know, a little bit. So one could have said about the Mishnah and Kalayim, but that's what the Mishnah and Kalayim is saying. You know, if it's, you know, in your, it's part of the plan, you know, so this is considered, you know, neutralizing the Kalayim. Now, it's still the Chudash, that even though there's going to be a Tosefes Masayim, which is the Shear of Kilayim, you know, Benatayim, that, you know, the fact that it's in your sights, that's part of the plan, you know, that it has been targeted, let's say, is good enough. It definitely shows Makshava playing a role, but that's different than saying, you know, that Makshava is the Ikar Oser of Kilayim. Or even, you know, that it is, you know, a factor, you know, in that process. It's even different than saying that, you know, makshava in the other direction, you know, is a kind of ikuv, you know, incline. What we're really saying is, you know what? Again, it says something about the shiur masayim for sure, but what we're saying is kalachozer levaro, you know, hareu, you know, not already kimavur, but kind of we're flexible in, you know, in the timing. We already look at it as like, you know, it doesn't have key. We could say like this, and, you know, part if you require, you know, kilayim, you know, which is omed lehiskayim, you know, and it's the shiur masayim of kilayim omed lehiskayim, which is asur. So kolachozer levaro reu kimavuar, meaning this is already targeted. It's not omed, you know, lehiskayim. Which, by the way, is what we really kind of mean when we say things like kol omed lisrof kasaruv, you know, anavim omdes libatzer kibatzur. We don't really mean that, you know, mystically it's gone. We mean it's already, you know, it's targeted, and therefore it's not, you know, a davar with stature, you know, like a ptute mechta tshurek, you know, something like that. That's even more, because that's shiurim idea, where you have a shiur, which is about stature. But same idea. So what I'm saying is, there's no denying the Mishnah that, you know, there is a makshava component to kelayim, but you could have said that it has to do with, you know, the stature of the kelayim ha'omed leiskayim or something, or kol ha'omed levayar, and that's it alone. Again, the Ramban, I think, has such a line. I mean, I know the Ramban has such a line. And he kind of, you know, kind of negates it, because he thinks it's much more than that. Even if you were to go further, now, if you were to say, learn the Mishnah that way, I'm not sure that you know, would able to use that at all to justify Eina Nemosa Davar Sheina Shelo. Let's say you go the next step, and you say, you know what, it's Ma'akeh. If you have Kavana, you know, it's not considered kiyum kilayim, or it's not considered zorea kilayim, if it's a kind of misasek, or if it's keneged ritzono. Okay? But again, that's not what makes kilayim. What makes kilayim is the action, as long as it's shalom keneged ritzono. Even then, I'm not sure. I certainly wouldn't compare it to mishtachav el avodah zarah, or Menaseh Chasayayin. But let's say you go further. Let's say you say, you know, that, no, you, as a positive requirement, you require Yeyush. Okay. In other words, not, you know, Rotzelak, or, you know, or Layada, you know, is a Hafka of some sort, or a Hafka of, you know, Shem Kelayim, you know, Kayamim, or Omdim Liskayim. But no, you actually require positively, you know, yeyush bailim, or, you know, nichale, you know, the kelayim, for whatever reason, right? But you're still not necessarily saying that that is the only mechayev, and that the maisa is just a concretization, or even that that's the ikar mechayev. But that, I think, is like in between. So the argument in the Rishonim, whether or not the Mishnah and Kilayim and the requirement of some level of, you know, Machshava, you know, is sufficient to explain in the Mosa Dharma Shena Shalom, per se, ends up being, I think, a very interesting argument, either about, you know, where you draw the line, you know, between a physical iser and a almost purely, or at least predominantly, intellectual oser, like when in that graph, in the line in between, or how to understand the role of makshava in kilayim itself. Okay, everybody clear on that? So our Rishonim clearly don't like Tosis's answer. I mean, Second answer in the Rash, the answer in Tosas in Yavamos, etc. Now, if you look at Balei Tosas, I think it's very unclear whether or not their Nichale or their Machshava is an Ikuv. It's certainly not the least, you know, what I was saying before, just like call it Chozer Levar. I don't think it's that. I think the Ramban has that line, and he rejects it, but I think there is, you know, it's open to discussion. Look, for example, at the language of the Ramban here, the language of Tosis here, on Beis Omid Beis. You see, and the same, basically, it's the same language in Tosis in Baba Kama, and the one that you read already in Tosis in Yavamos. I'm just saying, if you look at Dafka Nisyaish. So I think it's interesting that you have again the contrast. Is it Dafka Nisyaish, which has a certain positive connotation of giving up hope? Like there's a status called Yeush, to the extent that there can be a debate about Yeush, you know, Midas and Shalom Midas. But the contrast is Avalonis Yaish, the Osek Kol Shal Ligdor. Right? What about in between those two things? He's not Chozer Ligdor, you know, Kegador, you know, but he's also not Nisyaish. Like he's neutral. Avapi Shahosik Masai Mutar, Kiditnan, and so on. Then you have the Raya, we don't need that. Alma. Kishuhu mechazer achalikut likitaso apilo hosif mutar. So the alma is kishu mechazer, not kisheino nisyaish. Right? Very interesting. So I think they're conflicting. Same thing is true in Tosas in Baba Kama, pretty much. You know, it's just very hard to pin down where in the middle here this one false. Then he says, "Vatam yesh lefarish." Go ahead. Mishum d'tziv. This is a very popular view in the Bali Tosa. We'll see in the Rash as well. Rash said it as well, that it's a din in lo sizra karmacha kilayim dumi d'zriya d'nichalei. So is that a hagdara of zriya? The zriya of kilayim includes the definition of nicha, but it's really just part of, and again, why? Because lo sizra is an expression of nicha, or because without nicha, it's not lo sizra? Very hard to know. Dumya dezriya de nichale. We'll see that the, for example, that I think Rabbeinu Yonah, right, and the Yad Ramah, you know, are very much clearer. Let me see if I can find it. Right, the Adamah, we'll get back to it. Second. Oh, I'll take Rabbeinu Yonah first. No, I'll take the Ramah first, because that is first. Dafka dumya dinisyaish de goli daite de lo nichale hashta lemigdar. Notice that the Ramah, you know, there's no ambiguity there. Right? It's not that, you know, you have to have, you know, you have to be Chozer, you know, Ligdor, right? And anything less than Chozer Ligdor is no good. It's the other way. Dafke dumya denisyaish, de golia daite de lonicha hashta lemigdar. Hilkachim hosev azer, but masayim osor. Listen to the language. This is Yud Zayin. De kivan de nichale. Be'eruve, positive, kiman de zara lehu biyadayim dami. Boom. Meaning the machshava, he doesn't say the zriya is an expression of the machshava. Okay, that we'll get to in a second. But he does say that the machshava, right, is a sine qua non for the zriya, and it also sounds like more than that, that the machshava, right, is kiman dezara biyadayim dami, literally. Very strong language. The Ramban
in my opinion, goes much further than that. Further than the Rama. Again, interesting progression again. The Ramban, all over the place. For sure, it's further than Tosas. Anybody have it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just a technical question. How do we read the Raya in the Mishnah that they all bring as a Raya to this idea if we're trying to like find these middle cases? It sounds like the guy says we'll come back tomorrow, which means he's not necessarily Miyayish. Like he's willing. And it's like the Mishnah doesn't necessarily bear out like these like subtle distinctions of Nicha. Because the Mishnah should have brought a case.
I mean, the Mishnah has two opposite cases. One is he targets it, right? And the other one he says, you know, maybe I'll catch you later. But by delaying
that's
not Yeish. Well, it might be. It's Yeish for now. It's not on my target. I mean, I think the idea in the Mishnah is, how does the language go? That he'll get him, you know, on my way back.
That's different than saying,
No, I understand. The question is, what does it mean by that? I think that some of the Rishonim understand that what that means is, you know, it's right now I'm okay with the Kalayim. I'm okay with the Kalayim, even though it's going to be Mosif, you know, Masayim. You know, I'll take care of it after it's Mosif Masayim, as opposed to it hasn't yet reached Masayim, but it's my target. That's how I'm interpreting it. I think that's correct. Okay, the Ramban, all over the place. You know, again, we've made this aura before. The Ramban's a very, very consistent, you know, thinker. It doesn't mean he doesn't change his mind, and he doesn't, of course, but he certainly fiddles a lot or works on his formulations. But a lot of times you'll see in the Ramban very, especially once he gets it, he's happy with it, very consistent language. So the Ramban here says, who did I ask to read? David. You have it, the Ramban? Let's take the first one, and then I think I'll show that this is true for the Ramban throughout. In my opinion, the Ramban has a very clear emphasis towards the Gavra and his Makshava, right, being the Oser of Kelayim. Not just the Ikuv or the Nicha, you know, is an additional or even an equal part. And again, the Rama practically says that by saying, you know, that his Nicha is a kind of Azriya, but I think the Ramban is saying, you know, much that even more. You have it? David, go ahead. Pirshu Rabosai. Which one are you reading? Omer Lo Gadar?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the right one? No. Forget that one second. No, we're going to get to that also. But, yeah, that's one of the ones. But let's do... Let's first do... Yeah, let's do that one. Okay, I'm sorry. Nifritza Omer Lo Gadar. The first one, yeah. Afal Gav Dekaimel and Krab Yosi. We'll get back to this, of course. Ashura. First of all, Ramban has a very unique view. We've talked about it already, but hopefully we'll finish with this tomorrow, that the reason that it's Olav Ligdor, not the, you know, the other fellow, is because of the din of Kalayim. And that he's considered a Mekayim Kalayim, right? Sha'irvuv Mevatel Asashura. Very interesting language. Okay? It sounds like the Irvuv is the Oser, and that he's a Mekayim Kilayakarim. Again, the spillover between the, let's call it the Giridilei and the Kilayim part, we'll get back to. That's the first formulation of Ramban. Then the next one, we'll get back to that. Good. Omer Lo Gadar. Pirshu Avosenu Atzarfatim. Gedor. V'im lo amar lo gedor. Oh, so this, of course, is the second chiddush of the Ramban. The first chiddush of the Ramban, as I said, is the one before, which is that kilaya kerem can be koveya, right? Gira delay legabe, right? Alamazik leharchik esatzmo, because he's the one who's being mekayim the kilayim, right? It's A, the crossover, and B, the way he's formulating what kilayim is. The second point is, Tosis also says that without first and Tosis, the re, right? If he doesn't say Gedor, says Tosis what, David? You're not Kaya Bakrayas. But as we noted on Wednesday, the Ramban takes a giant leap and says, if he doesn't say they don't tell him Gedor, then what? There's no Kidesh. Meaning, not only is Nisyaesh a Tnai Kadum, right? But Gedor, knowing that it's his responsibility to build the wall, right, is also a Tnai Kadum. Not for Akrayas, but for Kidesh. That's a huge Kidesh. Now again, Is it unrelated completely to the previous thing that he said? In other words, if the reason that it was a love, ala mazik, and not ala nizak, was unrelated to kilayim, I'm not sure, right, whether that knowledge would have a kilayim impact. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I don't think it's a coincidence, you know, that the Ramban is imputing, right, the Gedor obligation to Kilayim, and then he's also telling you that Gedor, right, is also a sine qua non for Kilayim. Right. Okay. But either way, the idea seems to be, right, that his attitude and his awareness are tnai in the Kiddush itself. Keep going. The chain pirish nisyai shemenda. That's when he gets to our issue. Meaning the Ramban is portraying that nisyai shemenu is a positive requirement. Aval lo nisyai shemenu. That's the one that he says. Aval lo nisyai shemenu. Aval hayadaita legadra, but lo hispik ad shehosir. That's lo kidesh. Again, if he had only had that, that would be very minimalist. But he's contrasting that with you need nisyaish, you need gedor, because the irvuv is mevatel sashura. Keep going. She'ein zarua me'elav nesar betosefes is the key line. This is a line that it repeats a bunch of times in Kuntrastini de Garmi as well. She'ein zarua me'elav. What bothers him? It's Zeruah Me'ilav. So why is that Oser? Right? Who cares if it's Zeruah Me'ilav? I would have said, because there is a mingling, there's a Chefza Shel Kilaya Kerem. But for the Ramban, right, he's not even bothered by the Oser Davar Shein Shelo question, because I think for him it's so obvious. That's what Kilaya Kerem is. You're Oser by being Ma'arvev. How are you Ma'arvev? Not just by letting the Zroim. That's Me'ilav. But by wanting it and being the Siyash to allow it, you're being Ma'arvev. Like what Rama says, you're being Zoreya. Ramban says, you're being Ma'arvev and that's the Iser. She'en Zeruah Me'ilav Nesar B'Tosefes Ella. Oh. The magic words, right? Like Balyura words. Berotza b'kiyumo. He's not saying ena rotza b'kiyumo or rotza legodro is mafkia. Oh, it's a target. It's not a davar miskai. No, you need rotza b'kiyumo. You need yeush. It's zarua me'elab. You need to want it to be mitzura to make that oser. Then he quotes Kilayim. right? Yeah. Kisha achso laktena doesn't help you. That's too late. Right? Go ahead. Halamadata, you can skip the raya. She'en zarua me'ilavu ba neser b'tosefes, repeats it again. Ela b'rotza b'kiyumo. Like that long Ramban, you know, last year. Like, you know, it's echoing in our ears. O b'misyayish. Right? V'zesh e'en agfani v'atvua shal echad. Right? U'kasavur shal shneim ligdar. He's not sure. So he's not really all in. It's not nichale, it's not rotza b'kiyumo, it's not nisyayish. He just thinks the other guy's going to do it. Not that he has plans to do it. Right? Im lo omer lo ligdar v'nisyayish. Right? Lo kidesh. It isn't just achrayas, mamo. Afa pisha hosif masayim. Right? He repeats the Lokidish in the next piece. In the next piece, when he talks about Kamakama Batel, I'm just going to pick out one line. Miu bikilayim, we're going to get to the rest of it later, but Miu bikilayim bishagadar nisbatel, okay. Meaning, if it's not Tosefes Masayim, and then he was go there before that, and then it falls down, and then it grows more. This batel. Shari ein sof iser lavo shaha irvuv hu haoser. Because when he's go there, it's not imminent and it's not in the process. Right? Later on, the lemaisa, it ends up being, you know, a masayim shiur. You know, you have the Derech Bishlal Asra Torah. You know, you got to the heat level, and now it's Pasa B'chala. So now it's Kalai Kerem. Now there's Tosefes Masayim. Physically, there's a Cheftza. This, of course, is so relevant to the question, the distinction with regard to when you say Kama Kama Batel and when you don't, right? No, so Ramban's saying, no, it's a din, it's a formal din. And he has to, and he is overlooking it. He's the one, it's his attitude, you know, of Zaruo Bab Tziruf, of being Ma'arvev the Kelayim. Sha'a Irvuv hu ha'oser. But what does Irvuv mean? Rotza b'kiyumo, be'omeid lavo. Ditnan, zeo somech legeder mikan. Zeo somech legeder mikan. Even when there's Yanika, we'll get back to this, right? That's not good enough. If it was Basa B'Chalav, it'd be good enough. Because that's a Metzius. So why not say, well, there's Yenikas Masayim. Should be Chosev and Eir. Right? The answer is no. Because it's a formal act of Irvuv. So if you look at the... I'm going to stop in a minute. If you look at the... this is significantly beyond what the Ramah said. Again, the Ramah is also talking about turning him into the Machshava turns into a Zoreya. But so you have Rabbeinu. Did I read Rabbeinu Yonah yet or not? I'll just contrast it with Rabbeinu Yonah just a little bit, but I think he's also meant just not quite as strong. And then I want to just read just a couple of lines in the Kuntasin of the Garmi. I want you to look at the Garmi for the other issues, but here. Afagav Devada Yim Yerab Adam Dabar Ha'asr B'shol Chabera Oser. Interesting, right? The example he gives is taroves. You take a chetza shel iser and you plunk it in, you know, the chetza shel heter. What? So you have to be the bailim in order for that to become aser? Shaini hocha delo abidumya dezoreya, which is what the Rash said. Kivin shezeh zara hatvua lo nichale bekilayim. Right? Kivin shezez shezara, sorry, hatvua lo nichale bekelayim. So you need zriya dinicha. Based that's limud. Dumi de zareya. But then he adds, v'iser kelayim toli b'shnei aminim. Why does he add that? What does that mean? Who cares that Iser Kelaim is Tali B'Shnei Aminim? And therefore, without Kavana, it's not Dumya Dezoreya. The answer is because we're not talking about, you know, an objective Mitzius integration. We're talking about even in its state of Chetz Shel Iser, it's only because it's your Oser. One is Oser the other, or they're Oser each other, however you want to say it. Or you're Oser both of them, however you want to say it. We'll get to that later on. So by adding the Iser Kelaim Toli B'Shnei Aminim as part of Lo Nichale B'Kelaim, again, I don't think it's as strong as the Rambam, but I think it's a very interesting, and it's a little bit of a step back from the Rambam too. But it is a way, maybe it doesn't, of showing that the Makshava here is part of the process. If it isn't the Hagdara of Zorea B'Yadayim, or the Mechayiv of Kiddush Kelayim, you know, Al Yidei Irvuv, most of which has been Machshavto for the Rambam. Okay, I'm going to have to stop in a minute, but, oh, we're not finished with the Rash. There's still plenty in the Rash. Okay, so shall I read the Lashonus in the Rambam? The Rambam has this Lashon, I'll just give you one of them, in Kuntrasnita Degarmi as well, all over the place. He keeps repeating it again and again. Again, we'll see the context, and hopefully it finishes tomorrow. The Chayim B'Mechitza Sakerim Shenifritza is on page in the Herschel edition, page 127, but it's the one that I photocopied for myself. The Chayim B'Mechitza Sakerim Shenifritza Shebisha'a Shenisya'ish Mimena, you're talking about Garmi, Goram Lezeh Hezek. The Yeush is Gorim Hezek. It's not just a Tznai that's Ma'akev or that's Mafkia. Shabbashosh and Isyash mena Goram Laze Nezek. Shaharei Hagfanim Gdelim Beholchen Umisarvin. The Yeush is what makes the Irbuv, the Halicha, and the Iruv. Alpidin. Another one on page 111. Elavadai. Ha'irvuv hu ahezek hu kishor nagach dami. We'll get to why he says that. Bezusha shnuya, this is on page 121. Zusha shnuya, until it goes over to 122. Bezusha shnuya b'mishna rabchia v'raboshia omer lo gedor. La mishum hasrahu l'chaibo. Nasar, this is the Ramban Lishitaso, that the lack of Gedor affects Kiddush. Elim Kain Hisrbo. Why? Dimistamalo Nichale Dilis Arev Karmo Bitwaso Shokabero Vidato Lakor. Okay, that's the other way. The Alpha Gab Ditnan Elech Lebesi Biaksar Valaktena Imhosik Osir Alma Biyeush Kidi Mitzar. Hosom mishum de nichale lekayem yerek shalom. Aval beirvuv karmo betzvuos chavero lo nichale. V'data lakor kvanov o ligdor. V'shemar hasavur hu shalom namichayev ligdor. So here he has actually both. He has a little bit of the negative. Oh, it's like, you know, ein daito lekayem. But it's mixed in, and again, the formulation is still that Yeush is the Oser, and that Yeush is the Irvov. So, I'll just give you... Again, in the... on page 119, I'll give you this. Of Mechitza Sakerim Shenefetzar, Yeush Machmas Yeusho Shehu Hagorem Irvov. Maybe that's the most explicit. The Yeush is the Mechayiv, because the Yeush is the Goreim Irvuv. Shehu Mevatal Ashura. That, of course, connects in Bava Basra, the first Ramban, with the second Ramban. Right? Why it's Alamazik and not Alanizer. Hu Mevatal Ashura. The Oser Tvuaso Shalzeh. Afal Pishi Yochal Lakar agfanim v'loy heya isar nikar bo. We'll get to that. Shini achozo lebriyoso kigomzu shinu yu. I can undo it. Who cares? So the Ramban, all over Kuntrastina de Garmi and above Abasra, holds that the Machshava, the Yeush, is a Rotsa Bikiyumo, which is part of the Hagdara, if not of Zriya, but of Irvuv. Okay, I have to stop and I'll have to do Hekim Tusha. But we don't, let's finish with the... Okay, we'll finish. I want to finish with the Rash on this point. The Rash then asks a question from Paraduma. Gives an interesting answer. So I want to finish up this Rash. Also, I gave you the Tosas Rit to look at. I did. Good. Also, look at the I have this one with the footnotes. The Tosas Rit in the Tosas Rit here is very remarkable. But also look at the Tosas Rit in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Or if you have this one, he has it. He just quotes it in the footnotes and Sefer Machria. The chilukim that he makes. So I'll start with these, and then I want to branch out back to the other shitos on, you know, Gedor and Kira Delay, all of which are related, and then to, you know, come back to Garmi, Hezek Shen and Nikar, and Kamakama Bata. Okay? So we'll try as much as possible. We'll try to finish it tomorrow. If we can't tomorrow, then Thursday. But already start looking into Kinyan.